Another part of Tony Blair's legacy, the 2001 war against the Taliban in Afghanistan. After more than 5 years, freedom has yet to take root, except perhaps in Afghanistan's thriving independent media. Now, however, legislation is making its way through the nation's parliament that could turn the clock all the way back. An ominous portent, last month's police raid on Afghanistan's most popular TV network, Tolo TV, after it made the mistake of offending the Attorney General. But Tolo TV did not back down. Instead, it broadcast footage of what appeared to be an illegal raid. No faces are visible, but we hear what seems to be a Tolo TV staff member asking if they are being forced to obey the police. If the police officer said yes, he would be more or less admitting to illegal entry under current law. But if the new media laws are passed, there likely will be many more incidents like it, and much less recourse for the media outlets. Tolo TV founder Saad Mossani, on the line from Kabul, says it would be difficult to know how to abide by the new legislation.
It could be interpreted in so many different ways that it just puts, you know, fear into anyone who operates in media.
There are a number of eye-opening provisions in the legislation, including one that mandates that the media follow the precepts of Islam, which is a pretty broad provision, and another that prohibits media from insulting individuals or corporations?
Well, that's right. I mean, you could say minister has not done a good job. I mean, that could be interpreted as insulting the minister. You could say that the minister arrived late for his meeting. That could be insulting the minister. This is the scary thing, is that all these articles or provisions in the media laws are subject to so many interpretations that there is little doubt in our mind that they will be used at some stage by a minister or prosecution that wants to take on the media.
Now, you have some very real experience with that, because your question embarrassed the Attorney General, and he didn't just invoke the media law, he barged into your headquarters. Tell me about that incident.
The Attorney General was summoned before a commission in Parliament, and a number of interesting questions were asked of him. One of the questions related to people being prosecuted and then taken to court, found guilty. The question was, what happens to these people? And I think the Attorney General was referring to their death sentences and saying that they will be executed soon. Now, of course, we played the clip. I mean, we didn't actually quote him. He was very upset. That he was claiming he'd never said that. But, of course, we had footage of him and we played it. And in this instance, we were in the right, so we refused to pull the story, and he threatened our journalist. Our journalist is a young man. He's only 26 or 27. Rushed back to the office. And within minutes, we had the local district police, the local police, who had received verbal instructions from the Attorney General to arrest the reporter and the newsreader, because the newsreader was reading the news. We asked for a warrant. Afghan law is actually quite specific in terms of what the prosecution can do. And if they have to enter someone's premises, they have to get a court order. He ignored all of those things. He went straight to the district police, and the police chief came to our offices and instructed these people to be arrested. Then they were held, and they were also beaten.
Now, you filmed this episode as it was happening and actually aired it. What's been the response?
Well, we got a lot of support. I mean, a lot of people came to our offices in support of the television station, people from civil society and the media, and it was, you know, overwhelming. Some people were supportive of us as a media organization. Some people were just upset with the Attorney General because they missed out on their favorite soap opera.
Let me ask you one final thing. At stake here is your media empire and also the future of Afghanistan and democracy. How optimistic are you at this moment that you'll survive this media law and a slide into authoritarianism that could be the next shoe to drop?
I think that any move to turn this place into a police state will be resisted by the public. I mean, they've had two bad experiences, one during the Taliban time and another, of course, during the communist time. We want to make a success of this country. This is the light at the end of the tunnel for Afghanistan. I mean, I think everything else is pretty much going wrong. But the media has allowed Afghans to feel connected to the rest of the world. They have been informed. They have been entertained. To a large extent, the media has allowed them to let off steam. This is where we confront corrupt individuals. This is where we inform the public of the government's mistakes. I think media is here to stay.
Saad, thanks so much.
Thanks, man.
Saad Mohseini is the founder of Tolo TV. He spoke to us from Kabul.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.